Goss Island is brought to you by F&F Fashion at Tesco. Now, I love a good gawk in F&F when doing my Tesco shop at the weekend, and they've got some lovely bits in store to suit any occasion. I've recently bought some fab pieces myself and love how comfortable, stylish and versatile their clobber is, especially in the warmer weather. Whether you're hosting a Love Island party or going on holidays, with availability in over 80 stores nationwide, F&F at Tesco has you covered this summer. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the 7th installment of Goss Island. And do we have a guest this week? It is Finola Jones, or Finola J. Is
that How the best, are you?
Is that the best way to pronounce it now?
I'd be more Finola.
Oh, Finola. Oh. See, I knew a Finola from home and it's just in...
There's a lot of vowels, you know what I mean? There's a lot of vowels. I could never be angry at you, Alan.
Finola, I'm really, really sorry. And Finola from Strabally, hello.
Shout
back
out.
From my past. So this is, I suppose, the leading commentator in Ireland on Love Island.
Would you stop it now? You're just...
And you're a media sensation as well.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I don't know if I'd use those words, but I'm having a great... time, and I'm very lucky and very grateful to have what I have, so yeah.
So anyone who doesn't know you, which there wouldn't be many now at this stage, especially if you're interested in Love Island, you started off, I suppose, kind of getting popularity. Was it mostly true commentating on Love Island, or how did it start?
Yeah, to be honest, like, I had a tiny audience from being a journalist previously and kind of sharing my work on Instagram and kind of using that as another way to get my work out there. And then, funnily enough, my old housemate, Jack, was like, he was a big Love Island fan even before me. He was like, I can't believe you haven't watched Love Island before. This would be so your shtick, whatever. And we started watching around season 3. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible prestige television. I'm obsessed with this. Like, and especially that year, like, what a cast. It was so funny, but so dramatic. So then I just started doing kind of little, like, wow, like reviews and like talking about the show on my Instagram stories. And then it was just kind of a word of mouth thing where like other people started watching me, and then other people started telling other people about me, and it kind of snowballed from there, which is absolutely nuts. But yeah, so I kind of owe everything to Love Island, to be completely honest.
You're not going to be like one of those Love Island contestants where they like shun the show after and you're like, I don't talk about Love Island. You'll never
absolutely
do that,
not. I'm in debt to the show. They may as well have like written out my mortgage, like, to be honest. Like, so no, I'm like, I love the show. Like, obviously, you know, some seasons hit better than others, but like, I always have a level of intrigue from being there like so early on, and from having built such a community around watching the show. Like, I'm so grateful to it, genuinely. Like, it is nuts. Imagine trying to explain this to an alien. Like, it comes down from space. But yeah, no, I love it. I always will.
And like, you're a TV presenter now, like, off the back of it, I suppose. Like, I suppose, like, well, you're a journalist, so that's a natural progression sometimes for journalists. But like, I suppose the catapult of Love Island into that, and here you are now on our screen.
Yeah, that's
every week.
It was only for the Love Island stories, really, that it was a producer in Ireland AM at the time saw and was like, hey, do you want to come in and we'll do a few little Love Island reviews? And I did that, and just like, I love TV. I love watching TV, love being on TV, clearly. So once I had like that kind of bite for it, I mean, I wasn't going anywhere. So, and it's just opened lots more doors for me, which again, crazy to say, just talking to yourself into a camera, like the paths it can lead you down. So yeah, it's mental.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely mental.
And like, were you always a reality fan before like you got into Love Island? Were you like a kind of a normal fan and then that kind of like really...
No, I definitely would have been. Like, I remember growing up and watching Big Brother, like the kind of the early years, like the glory years. I definitely wasn't allowed, and Mam was like, please stop watching that show. I'd be watching my older sister Nave, and she was like, can you just please go to bed? Like, what are you doing? And I remember actually, well, I have a very specific memory of being on a family holiday the year that the late Nikki Graham, her season. And we went to like this English pub somewhere, I can't remember, we were on holiday in Spain, we went to this English pub to like, because they were showing the final, and it was such a big deal. And I just, again, it's that whole community thing, like being able to talk to people about it and like have differing opinions and like getting to root for your faves and like your pantomime villains and stuff. It's just, and that's the unique thing about Love Island that a lot of the other reality shows haven't carried with them. Like, it's event television. And like, what other, there's no other show that does it 6 nights a week that it's like, okay, well, you need to watch every night, otherwise you're going to be totally lost. This person's getting with this person and now they're getting with this person. Like, what? Like, head spinning. It's the only show that does that, and I love that.
That's what I think my favourite thing, because that's why I never got in too much into Married at First Sight, even though I've watched a bit of it, because like, a lot of it's either catch up or stream, and where then like, you can't talk to some people because like, oh, I'm not on that season yet, or don't talk to me. Where I love the likes of Love Island or Big Brother, where it's a water cooler program, you have to tune in that night and you have to be able to talk about the next day because there's another episode and you miss out. So that really kind of like I love live TV as well. Like, so that really helps it for me. But I think for my love kind of like cemented, it was around like season 3 or 4 of Love Island. I started getting really into the Housewives at that stage as well. Like, and then remember Celebrity Big Brother when it was like the Tiffany Pollard, Gemma Collins.
Iconic.
I remember watching it, like actually watching it live and going like, something clicked. I got goosebumps. And it was like, it was around Joe, the old maiden shoes, the fight with Gemma.
Pretty much, I would let Gemma know I can't finish.
Yeah. And that was such an eloquent speech.
So I think.
I remember that, like, that just really cemented my love, and like, between Vanderpump Rules now and everything, I just like, I can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, same. The Housewives were a pandemic watch for me, but I'm obsessed now as well. But even I remember like Tiffany Pollard's first shows, you know, like I Love New York and Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Oh my, again, definitely not appropriate for whatever age I was to be watching. But anyway, obsessed. Like, just, there's something about a dating reality show. Yeah. Just hook it to my veins.
Do you remember when you won Pumpkin with the little blonde bob spat at Tiffany?
Oh my God, the like stuff that went on.
And she knew the minute she did wrong, because she scarpered. There's that still of her kind of slowly moving as she's running away.
It's like, just the realisation on her face, just like, legging it.
Where is she now, I wonder?
Where is she? Get her on the pod.
Yeah, I say she's some Walmart somewhere now, head down, like blonde bob still intact.
Swinging away.
Hair fried off her head.
Oh my God. Shout out Pumpkin, we miss you.
Yeah, we love you, Pumpkin. So what do you make of this season's Love Island, like, compared to the last few?
This is exactly what I wanted from this season. Like, I've been wanting, in some ways I wish they'd implemented the changes a bit sooner, but I'm glad they're doing it now. Like, they're really throwing everything at the wall in terms of, like, you know, bringing Molly back for Casa Amor and, like, these kind of twists. And I think even the casting team, like, they deserve a raise, because everyone in there is out for each other, and I think they're a little bit less aware of the cameras and that kind of crack. Like, they're showing their personalities and they're not afraid to get kind of raw and a little bit dramatic and, you know, step on people's toes, which I really appreciate. Yeah, so it's been spicy, I have to say. Very spicy.
Oh, no, definitely. I think it's the best one since the Maura Higgins season.
Oh, like, yeah, 100%.
Like, because the last few, like, no, in fairness, like, last summer was decent enough, but it was kind of like the likes of Ekin and Davide, like, you know, and we loved them for what they were, but it was very staged looking back in it compared to now. Like, so I definitely think, like, it's just been personality led for me, and it really hit the mark. But at the same time, there is a slight fatigue around the kind of the way the show is. So I'd say they'll have a big job in kind of how they change it up even more next time.
Mm.
Which will be interesting.
We need all stars. That's what we need. Like, we don't need another winter. Like I watched Winter, obviously had a grand time, whatever. But I think to keep it fresh, it needs to be, let's bring back our old singletons. Let's mash them together. The people we know and love. Chris Hughes. I'd love to see Chris Hughes back.
Oh, he'd be brilliant.
Oh my God. Let him find love. Yeah, I think if they are thinking about doing 2 seasons a year, I think that needs to be the next natural progression, and that will help the kind of, you know, the people who are maybe a little bit off the wagon now because they were finding it a bit stale, or because they were like, this is just too much for me, this is too much Love Island. That's not a sentence that comes out of my mouth very often. I'm like, give it all to me. But yeah, I think that would make sense to me as someone who does not produce TV for a living. But yeah, just if anyone is listening, that's my 2 cents.
I'd love to see Maya Jama on it, as if, like, right, you're going to go in this year instead of be the presenter and see how she get on. Because I remember watching the actual first one was the celebrity one. Now, I remember doing my junior cert at the time. I was meant to be, so you were probably only doing your community.
A twinkle in God's pocket, I'd say.
Ah, no, come on, don't be egging on there.
No, I'm joking. I do remember that season. So again, not really appropriate for me to be watching.
Really wasn't.
But I just remember.
Like,
Mam would just be crowbarring me out of the room. Like, That was a mad season. Yeah. Like,
Bianca Gascoigne was in it. How was she in it? Because, like, she's been knocking around years.
She's done everything. Fair play. I'd love to be that kind of celebrity that has just done every... And, like, she's dead right. If I'm that famous at that point, I'm like, I'm doing every reality show. I'm doing MasterChef. I'm doing Celebrity Antique Roadshow. You know what I mean? I'm doing Celebrity Love Island. Do them all. Like, absolutely. Why not?
I definitely do it. Like, but I know my mother will probably disown me. Because I was in college, I went to go for Big Brother. And no certain terms, Mam said, if you get on that, you're, like, disowned from this house.
I don't know, it'd be a good story though, do you know?
Yeah.
in the house. My mum's actually not talking to me. You have your sob story sorted.
Yeah.
Straight to X Factor, then you'd be delighted. Yeah.
Who's your favourite on it so far?
Has to be Whitney. I mean, just the minute she like walked across that screen, it was like a star is born. Like once in a lifetime. She's got that Moira Higgins energy, she's got all these lines, she's had everyone behind her pretty much from the start, and she's one of those people that like she could win it on her own if that was feasible. It's not, but like she could be dragging anybody with her to the final and she'll win. I think, to be completely honest, I'm obsessed with her, and if we had a full cast of like people like her, god, we would have been spoiled. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Spoiled.
Yeah, I love her as well. I think she's quite sneery as well, like, you know, the way she kind of like does her little comments. And
oh, she's well able to give a bit of lip as well, which I appreciate.
It's giving she.
Yeah.
And then she
like
does the
what a line, do you know,
the little
what a
hand
line
over the mouth and the little giggle then, like. And I love her lip liner as well, like, oh, she needs to do it more.
Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah, as well, she's like stunning, she's like, just, yeah, I'm glad she's kind of found her person, and I'm willing her to win. I think I'd love to see her win.
Yeah, because like her and Mehdi, like that was like, she didn't like him, he didn't like her, like
tragic. My god, does that not feel like 800 lifetimes ago? Like, yeah. And we were just, again, I was willing them to separate, and thank god they did. Oh my god, imagine she was still with Mehdi.
Do you remember their sit downs at the fire pit and you want to be pulling your skin off?
No.
Yourself, like.
Oh, that their first kiss. No,
and when
not.
When she kisses Locke now, I like, oh, go for it. Yeah. I don't mind the noises. But when her and Mehdi were like slopping away, I was like, no.
No, it was tragic is the only word for it. Yeah. Tragic.
So my other favourite, kind of, I don't know why, he's a bit hapless. I love Mitch, even though like, I just like him because he's a bit of an aegis. Do you know, he literally hops with the lies to every girl. And then he kept kind of like, was it to Zach? Like when he's talking to Katie, like, and then he'd say spill and kind of like he'd just stir in the pot, but he wasn't intentionally stirring the pot. Mm. It was true stupidity. So I kind of liked him for that, and he was a bit like, you know, the Egypt that couldn't find anyone.
Yeah, I loved the haplessness of him at the start, like just big gormless head in him, like going between Molly and whoever else he was trying to get with at that point. Yeah. And like, it's kind of funny, you remember movie night and they had all the clips of him just basically talking out of two sides of his mouth.
Yeah.
And like, I know there was an initial bit of confrontation about that, but like other people I don't think would have survived that, you know what I mean? He seems to have a lot of goodwill behind him, which I don't know. I think he's very lucky to be here and where he is. Like, I cannot believe he's made it this far, especially just kind of bounding between these like half-assed couples, you know. But look, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
see. Because he is harmless, and I think usually you had like, remember you had Dr. Alex and then was it Hugo? They were kind of like, even though like they were no shade, they were good-looking lads. But like Mitch is actually fairly good-looking compared to them, so he wasn't the usual kind of like underdog that you'd get. So I think kind of like that has really kind of propelled him on the show as well. And he finally kind of found love with Abby. And then of course my favorite bombshell yet is Ella B coming in.
Ella B, oh my, because usually these last batch of bombshells, they don't really hit, because it's like you don't have any time to get to know people, like you don't really have any time to kind of shake the cage or like be dramatic. And if you are, sometimes it come off like really forced and like really, not to use the word again, but tragic. But she has all the lines. I think, again, it goes back to that thing of like the producers are producing her having that history of Tyreek and everything. It's just, I love it. Like, she's really put a cat among the pigeons with
the
girls.
Can we talk about this history as well? Because it's very like, it's vague as well. I'm not getting full.
I'm not like, what is it? You know what I mean?
Did they
like
follow each other for 2 years on social and met once and had a shift? Because I thought this was a full-blown kind of thing they had for a while. And then there was like, oh yeah, we've known each other ages. So what I took from it, they followed each other for years, a bit of flirting. They'd actually met in a nightclub and shifted, and that is it.
Yeah, that's, it's like junior cert night vibes. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
just, yeah.
Like, but some, the way they're going on about it sometimes, it's like it's a full blown affair.
Yeah.
But I kind of love it. It's that melodrama. Like, you just love it.
Yeah. And in fairness, I loved other Ella as well, OG Ella, where, like, in fairness, like, I know what you meant. She was like, Battle of the Ellas. It was a funny bit of banter and, like, two same names. Like, it's fairly random. So she's going to say it, and you're always like, get your name out of your mouth. Like, it was very giving Will Smith vibes from the Oscars. Like, but she did it in a fairly respectful way. She wasn't kind of gunning for her, but she was like, look, stop, I know what you're at.
OG Ella, I'm just, there's a lot of insecurity there with herself and Ty that I'm just, and I don't know how the two of them can't really see it, but I just feel like they're so insecure in themselves that that's why they're drawn to each other, maybe. I don't know. Like, they're obviously together very long, and in some ways that would stand to them towards the final. But I mean, are they going to last on the outside with the constant sniping, and they fundamentally don't trust each other? Their communication is so bad. Not that I think he should go off with Ella B, because, like, where, do you know what I mean? Like, where the hell has that come from, despite all this history in inverted commas? I don't know. Like, it's just, sometimes I do find it, like, hard to watch the two of them. Like, they're, like, toxic, like.
Even last night, like, she was calling him up over the kind of the comment of, like, oh, wish it wasn't her last kiss. Which she did say, like, you know, Ella B wasn't adding on to that story. But then she was like, he was just replying back to her. She's like, please don't shout. I was like, he's not shouting.
Oh.
I'd be like, I'll give you shouting if you want. Like, this
you
want
to hear shouting, babe? Yeah.
And then you can't have a proper conversation with him. She's pulling the poor mouth, going, stop shouting. Like,
but that's the thing. It's like she let that fester all day and then brings it up, which, look, again, I fundamentally believe they shouldn't be together. But at the same time, in his defense, surprisingly, he actually hasn't really given her any reason not to trust him, bar like the little like fake flirtations with Katie. But I don't even think that was like legitimate. It was just immature male behavior. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, I don't know, like trying to get a rise out of her. I don't actually think that was grounded in reality at all. So I don't know. Like, there's a part of me that just wants to take OGLM and shake her and be like, look, like, you have to take him at his word. This is a gal from, like, weeks, months ago, potentially. They kissed. Okay, so what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the serial analogy. Like, does it mean, you know, when people are like, how many people have you been with before, whatever? Like, it doesn't matter.
It's none of your business.
It doesn't matter how many. Like, I've eaten all these cereals before and they were nice, but I want this cereal now. Like, you're yum. This is the cereal I want for the rest of my life, okay?
I want Cocoa Pops
for the rest of my life, okay?
Sick of fruit and fibre. Like. But, I loved Ella, and then, like, I was really liking that she got, like, Uzi. She knew him from before. They were from Glasgow.
I was so rooting for them. Like, what happened
and
there?
And then she
like
came back in. She thought Tyreek was going to go with someone else. She brought him back. And then literally cast Uzi to the side. She's like, I want you again. I was very disappointed in that. Like, I wanted her, like, Mr. and Mrs. Scotland to kind of come through. And
oh, my God. That Scottish representation. We love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard for those cast of people coming back when they're blatantly being used as pawns to kind of test their original relationship. Like, it's so, and I don't know, like, I actually loved the look of the two of them together. They were like just such a hot couple, and he seems like so chill in a way that Tyreek isn't, and I think he could have brought a lot of balance.
Only man that could pull off clips like that as
well. He's serving, sorry.
Oh,
he wakes up every
look.
Day and he's like, pass me the bobby pins, and he's gets them in.
The way
I love
it. Them together, it's a perfect number and everything. Just,
yeah, that man understands symmetry. Like, what more could you want from a man? Nothing.
Katie McDermott, what's the crack there? Like, it's so obvious she's a fella on the outside.
I know. Like, just what could have been with her, you know, having seen her deliver so much in season two. And look, I know people keep saying this, me included. Like, she's not the same person as she was back then, which is fair enough. It's not even that I expected her to be kind of firing on all cylinders, but it is a little bit like, not fair to the fans in some way to sign up to something like this and then not even be willing to lob the gob. You know what I mean? I'm like, get the bag and all, but do you know what I mean? They're all so hot in there, like, which not just
like, and I think she is, I think she's kind of filtering herself, because she does have those moments, whether it's 100%. Producer led or not, where she kind of like, I thought it should have been Scott and Amber going home and things. She kind of jumps the gun and says something, and then she tries to reel it back in a bit as well.
Yeah.
Or even that drama with Molly and Zach, where she was announcing that they were a couple.
That was so funny though, sorry. So and they were absolutely fuming. Like, it's just what should have been like a nice happy moment. Like, who cares if she said it, you know what I mean? Like, that's why they are not genuine, Zach and Molly. They are willing this competition to be over so they can get away from each other. Zach more so to Molly than maybe her. Like, I don't know.
I think Molly does genuinely like Zach. I'm kind of dubious over Zach's.
Yeah, I think she's going to get a land when she comes out. I don't know.
They won't last outside because she's like Miss Disney princess. She's like wanting to be on a stage and kind of like musical theatre, and he's just like in a brov, laid back. Do you know, I can't, like, what is she, when she brings him home to the happy dappy parents dancing at home and he's like... Do you know, like, how is that going to work? Yeah, like,
terrible posture on show. What do they talk about? Like, you know, they don't seem compatible. I think it was very based on lust and based on looks. I don't know if that'll sustain on the outside. Personally, just my opinion.
Jess and Sammy.
Enraging. Enraging. But again, I kind of love it in another way because the easy option would be for them to just, like, I don't know, get over whatever they're constantly battling with in their own heads. Because they feel like there's a lot of love individually for the two of them. Maybe not so much now. I think it's kind of wearing thin on the public. But similar to like Mitch and Abby, they could have coasted to the end. And they're just not, because they seem to be obsessed with fighting with each other and not committing to each other. I don't know. Like, you could put in any conversation they've had, like this week, last week. It's a conversation they had 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, from week one. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so frustrating in so many ways. I just kind of want to, like...
I
bash
think she's
their heads
a bit
together
more
calculated
than we think as well.
Oh, okay. Why do you think that?
Just that, like, she's pushing the nice girl act. I think coming back from Casa, the way she's like, oh, I'm happy for them. Do you know this? I think that was a move now. Like, do you know, I don't think she was that happy. And I think she knows that she's popular and she's going to be the sound one. And, like, she did entertain the new lad. I can't even remember his name. It's the new lad with the funny mouth from Essex. I know everything about him.
He looks like Johnny from season 3. I can't remember his name.
He does.
Josh.
Yeah, like, she kind of did entertain him and lead him down the garden path a little bit. Like, she was kind of like, I'm not open button and flirting. And it's like, oh.
Like, what? We don't have time for this. No. You know what I mean? Like, the final is in what? Like, a week? We need to be working a bit more efficiently here. Like, what? Yeah. Like, you can't be maybe about this new fella and, like, still entertaining this whatever idea of Sammy she has in her head. Like, it's just. And I actually think you're dead right that she is maybe a little bit more calculated than she. Because, like, remember how she was, her behavior kind of. Early on with some of the other girls, like, there's a little bit of a mean streak in her, I think.
Oh, there is. Remember with Molly, she's kind of really borderline bullying her, and I was loving it because it was harmless bullying. It wasn't kind of where the Ofcom complaints bullying.
Yeah, that's the thing. And look, you're not going to get on with everyone in a house full of strangers. Yeah. Chances are, like, but yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just
there was a change in tack week and a half in from
her. Yeah, I think
she went less gobby, more people's princess.
Yeah.
Someone had a whisper in her ear. Like, it'll be interesting to see. I think she could do really well outside. She's kind of like a more mature Liberty Pool.
Mm.
More kind of like, she's more sellable as a brand than Liberty. Because, like, no offence to Liberty, she's great and everything, but she's a bit one-dimensional. Where I think Jess has a lot more layers to her. And I could see her on a panel show and kind of maybe have a kind of an ITV 3 or 4, whatever channel it is, a little kind of doc on her and things like that, and maybe a panorama doc on, like, the beauty industry, and she might get her, like, lips
panorama
dissolved. Do you know what I mean? Like, she go undercover.
Okay, I'm obsessed with this. Okay, you've sold
it to me
now.
She could kind of do a few different things if she plays it right. Like, I would like to see her get into media more than go down the kind of, like, the brand ambassadorship routes.
I think she'll have success when she comes out, but, like, do you think she'll commit to Sammy to the end? Like, is that where it's going? Like?
I think she will now, because, like, it's near the end and she'll want to do well. Like, I think they might be going for, like, an unintentional subconscious love arc.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But they left it too late.
Way too late, I think. I don't know, I just don't... I'd find it hard to root for them now at this point, like.
Mm.
But in some ways, they gave us kind of more entertainment than, like, a Zach or a Molly, like, you know? So,
Jess was, like, the likes of a Jess, Whitney, Ella, they gave us such good moments over. And I feel like the girls have been very much a unit this year. Like, they were like there wasn't that much bitching or backbiting. There was more with the lads nearly than there was the girls.
Yeah.
Which brings me on to Scott. What's Cod A and Scale there with Scott?
Cod A and Scale indeed. Like, I just, like, never has someone faded more into the background. Like, never have I cared. He's another one that I'm just like, how have you made it this far? You've no solid connections and you're potentially still going to make the final. Like, it's nuts. Like, I just, I don't get it.
He's not liked in there either. What's that about? Because we're not seeing, there's like, I feel like he's a bit boring. There's not much to him. But he doesn't seem to be that divisive. But a lot of people don't seem to like him in there.
Yeah. The only argument, and to play devil's advocate there, is I feel like if there was anything kind of major, I think he'd be pulled out. And I think maybe it is just a thing of, as I said previously, you're in a house with a load of strangers. Mm. You're not going to get on with everyone. But it is just a bit like, I don't know, it's tragic to see him kind of half-ass these relationships with other people since Catherine. Like, he should have kind of gone then, like, and I know there was a thing of like, okay, Catherine made her decision and Catherine came back with someone, he deserved maybe another chance at the love story, but I'm a bit like, okay, he hasn't gotten it, he's not going to get it in the next week or so, like, yank him out, like, he's fine, he's had his fun, he's had his holiday, you know, like,
such a pity about Catherine as well, like, she's doing so well, she's an early favourite, and I was all for her getting with Ellen because they had a good connection. She just came back in and had a bit of humble pie when she was like, she saw him there on his own. And she kind of bit back where she should have said like, oh, look, I did like you. I found someone I liked more. Sorry. And then leave it at that.
Yeah, she didn't have to do a big grand speech or whatever. But like, sorry goes a long way. You know what I mean?
And like, or I feel bad for you. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. But it's hard now, though, because she's getting so much hate on the outside that I'm like majorly stressed about it, like, that I'm just like, again, it's a TV show, it's not that deep, let her off. And in some ways, like, she found the true connection with Elam, yeah, they found the true connection. Is that not what Love Island's all about? Like, I don't know, like, there's a bit of it not fitting people's narrative, and like, I'm not saying she treated Scott well, she didn't, but like, I don't know, I think some people,
I think because there hasn't been anything, like, there's been no proper villain. Like Sammy sometimes, or Tyreek.
Yeah, everyone's kind of worn the villain hat a bit.
But there's nothing major where like they've done anything really bad or really treated people. Like, there hasn't been a huge amount of gaslighting where you're kind of like, so I think that was the worst at that particular time. So she's getting way too much hate for what the crime, than the crime she committed, even though there's no crime. But I think if she had just come back in and said, oh, look, I feel bad, I like him more, leave it at that. But she kind of dug her heels a bit. And then the girls kind of like were all like, oh, like, Joe, like, slagging him, no one picked you. And then there was the Leah and his row then as well. I did love, though, when he said you haven't spoken for 4 weeks and all of a sudden you found your voice.
Iconic. Like, that was like, I think that's why people love him now. Yeah, like, that was good. I'll give him that. But yeah. Do not let him make it to the final. I'm sorry, I really don't mean that in a mean way. But
no,
like,
he can't.
Like, in comparison to some of the other couples in there, as toxic as half of them are, I'm like,
but they're
no.
a couple, like,
they're a couple, do you know what? And that stands to them.
And you know, Amber, like, she doesn't seem to like anyone or interested even to kind of like, she like just got over with friends and she was standoffish with him. And then the new lad, Josh, she's like, oh yeah, it's just gonna be a friendship. Like, just lie. Say, I do fancy it.
Yeah, but again, that's kind of what I appreciate. Like, that lack of kind of self-awareness and the cameras being there. Like, it would be so easy to just be like, right, if we can just drum it up now for a week and like pretend to put our happy faces on, we'd make it to the final. But Amber's like, nah, sorry. Now, I will say as well, in her recoupling speech, I think she was very clear about it being a friendship couple or whatever.
Yeah, would she not have said, oh, maybe it could, you know, grow to something more, just give us something.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be gone. I want her gone now.
Yeah. She's another one that I'm just like, what are you doing here? Like, let's draw.
And I have to say, she's probably the most naturally good looking in the show. Like, because she's like a stunning girl. She's
stunning.
Kind of
beautiful.
Girl you could put in any period from 1920s to the 80s. And she was just good looking, where some people are more of a time. But like, I don't know, she's a bit boring.
I think she came in too late. And I know there was a big debate and discussion around this, but I do just fundamentally think she was too young. I don't think. And I know, okay, Molly was 19 when she went in. Gemma was 19 when she went in. Grant, I don't know. Like, I think that might be something that they could look at going forward as well. I think like 21, I know it's not a massive difference, but it's enough of a difference that it's like, okay.
There is like from 19 to like 24 is a big difference. Yeah. Than someone who's 29 and 24.
You know, like, you just did the leave insert. Like,
imagine going in after in the O'Neill.
You've just finished your music exam, your music practical.
Imagine
on the
plane. Ireland back in the day that have the O'Neill's tracksuit bottoms, the top turned down, a little white string top and the pan stick. Coming in high.
Hi. So your uniform skirt rolled up, like, just pinned up to the principal. Oh, God, yeah. Tragic.
trying to think who else is in there then. Abby, like, so Mitch and Abby, there was the love triangle or non-love triangle there.
Like. They're made for each other, honestly. Like, when they, you know, coupled up post-cast or whatever, and you'd all this, like, positive groundswell towards them, I was like, this is nuts, but okay, whatever. And then you have her, like, kind of being a bit insane about certain scenarios.
Which I love.
Which I did kind of love, but I'm just like, what, like, pocket black? Like, what are you doing? You're getting ratty about this. You were also trying to get to know Scott. Like, it's pandemonium in there. Where again, it's just a thing again where it's like, if you just kept stum, right, you would have been in, like, such a good shout for the final. I don't get it. And now, the further this love triangle, if you can even call it that, like, for God's sake, like, the lines are barely connected in the triangle.
It's not any of us. If you were calling it love triangle, it's them saying it themselves.
Yeah, trying to create this narrative. Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. So I wonder if they're like, maybe there's not enough drama with us, whatever. I don't know. Or maybe just the heat's getting to her and she's like, get away from my man. I love him. I want it to just be me and you. I don't know.
I don't think maybe the heat's, because I think she's a natural redhead. I kind of noticed yesterday during the day that you could see the.
You have the magnifying glass looking out at everyone. I love
it. The bit of ginge sprouting through at the roots. So I think there's a bit of ginge in me when the beard comes.
The sun does not agree with the gingers. I'm going out with one. I know.
Or
I know
an
all
Irish
about
person.
It.
Like, no. It's a prickly heat. We're not. It does send you mad. So we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. The gingerness is not helping her.
I think they will end up back together fundamentally. I can't see like it being a late game Mitch and Ella B. Like, but I can't see that happening personally.
I fancy her. Gay. The way she kind of, she's so sultry, the way she talks.
She's another one that I'm like,
I always get what I want.
As much as she was like, as much as she delivered as a late bombshell, she was brought in too late.
Yeah.
She should have been one of the Casa girls or something, you know? I don't know. Like, she's so.
Or the week just after Cat.
Like, yeah, like fiery, like kind of puts a fire under people. I don't know. I think it's too late for her to be getting in with someone else, like, personally.
Yeah, like, I should. Like, who will she get with now, anyway? Can't see that. Like, yeah, her and Josh maybe.
But again, I don't think people care enough about Josh. No offense. Like, no. Have we spoken about him once? Barely.
Mouse.
You know what I mean? We couldn't remember his name, so that says it all. So.
Yeah, I remembered everything else about him: his age, his job, where he was from. Just
his
couldn't
BBS
remember his
number.
Name. What's the story as well with the clothes this year? I'm not like it's all like they're all a bit casual, especially the lads. It's all kind of like combats and like browns. And
we haven't had any real like fashion moments really like that have stood out, especially even comparison to like winter with some of the, who was it? Amber had a really, that year had a really nice like pink, hot pink like cutout dress that was from the eBay edit.
Remember Tasha with the, like she had the denim moment and
yes.
Then all the, that cutaway dress that all the girls had in a different colour.
Yeah.
Even though it was Cat.
I liked that dress. That's what I was describing. You're like, I hate that dress actually, Fionnuala.
I loved and hated it.
No, fair. It's a look. It's certainly a look. Yeah, no, we haven't really had any of the, there haven't been a massive amount of like parties though, you know what I mean, in comparison to other seasons. In fairness, the pacing has been so quick. I wonder if that's the reason why, like it's been so, and that's another thing that I've liked about it this year. It's like, okay, we're recoupling now, someone's dumped.
I love the
there's
dump.
Four more people going in, but like you just don't have a chance to breathe.
The
I love it
without even the fire pit. I
ruthless,
like,
they're so good. It's
Maya's
such a simple change,
get
but so good.
And they're like, right, no fire pit tonight. It's like, Tannoy, Catherine, you're gone. Good luck.
She's delayed in Heathrow. Yeah. Like, they're just like, right, out. We don't have time, guys.
And then wheeling the case. Like, what are they putting in? Because they don't bring in their own clothes. They get the clobber from the fashion sponsor. Mm. So, like, do they just go, oh, like, these are mine? Or is it a grab and go when everything gets sent in? Or people scrambling for the size 10s and 12s and it's doggy dog? Or
it's probably just a case full of knickers and socks, you know? That's what I'd like to imagine. Knickers, socks, Barry's tea bags, toothpaste, yeah, just the essentials. Because they don't need the beauty or the hair stuff either, like.
No.
God, the dream. I'd love to have such an empty suitcase like that. Shouldn't all holidays be like that? You just turn up and there's a wardrobe there for you.
Oh,
the dream.
I wouldn't like browns, though. They're not for me. Not for the skin tone. Irish people don't suit brown, do they?
No, they don't, no.
The 80s.
Does anyone
harsh.
Really suit brown? Let's be real. Come on.
Yeah. Whitney wears
Whitney,
a bit
actually.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Whitney's, everything
she can
suits
do
Whitney.
No wrong, like,
no.
She can do no wrong.
Divine.
So who do you think's going to win?
I think Whitney and Lachlan, 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 Lachlan,
Lachlan,
Lachlan, Lachlan, Lachlan, Lach,
Locomotive,
Locomotive. Whitney and her unnamed
Whitney
man.
Whitney and et al. Yeah.
I think they're in with a really, really strong shout. I wonder there's some part of me that's like, I don't think Mally and Zach could win, but maybe, I don't know, like, you wouldn't actually know. It's so hard but to take into account, like, who's actually voting. Like, in some ways, they are, like, on paper, not to use the pun, they're a very Love Island-y couple in some ways. I don't know. And then maybe, like, I don't know how, but, like, despite it all, maybe Tyreek and Ella, like, just, yeah. I don't think they should, but, like, it goes back to that thing of the fact that they're together so long and they have a story, in inverted commas, and that arc. I think they could maybe do it. But who do you think?
I think final is going to be Tyreek, Ella, Molly, Zach, Sam, Jesse, and then Whitney, Loughlin. And I think Sam and Jesse be kicked out first when they, you know, they're like fourth place.
Yes, yeah.
And that's just the fact that Sammy, people don't like him. Remember, he's been in the bottom three times.
Yes,
now.
Yeah.
So it'll be him. And then I think Whitney, Loughlin, and it'll be one or the other two. I think it'll be Tyreek and Ella in the final two, and then Tyreek and Ella will win. And I just think because I think they deserve to win because they're together from the very start. They're OGs. And they're kind of like the kind of alphas in each of the group. So I just think like that'll kind of draw them to the final. But like Whitney's our standout winner of the season after. She's going to go on. She'll like have, like, because she has her own wig company. So I think she's going to go global, or like even just UK and I with that. She'll do really well. She'll pop up here and there. She's the winner as in popularity wise after.
I'd love to see her do another show. I'd love to see her do like an I'm a Celeb or something. Yeah. She'd give us a lol stuff.
Yeah, because I feel like she's really mature and she's like, what age is she?
Oh God, I can't remember. But
she's early 20s, obviously, yeah. Anyway. But like, I was really disappointed when she was cooking the meal with Sammy and she was shy. Like, I expect, because I feel like she's so much about her. I thought she would have done a bit better than with the meal. I wasn't expecting
so you
anything from him.
You wouldn't take a home cooked meal from her, so no.
Oh, I'd take she anything rings from her. I'd take anything, like. I'd let her put lip liner on me.
She's 25. Okay, yeah.
Oh, she could have done better than that now. 25, we're all out of home and we're past the coke and noodle stage, like, weren't
Whitney,
we?
If you're listening, Alan is free to show you how to boil an egg. And can you boil an egg?
Oh, can I? What?
I can't boil an egg.
Can you not?
I can do other things with eggs, yeah.
How can you not boil an egg?
It's all very calm. There's a lot of equipment and time and everything.
Not for a boiled egg. You just throw it in the saucepan with the boiling water and leave it 3 minutes.
Okay.
Like poached egg, fair enough, because you could put the vinegar in the water.
I'm actually really good at poached egg.
Now, no.
The shale is too complicated. Anyway, this has turned into a different podcast.
I've never heard of anyone that can't boil an egg but can poach an egg.
Well, I'm happy to break the
You're
mold.
You're like Sarah Jessica Parker and just like that.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I understand the comparison, but I'll take it.
We'll have to re-record and introduce as our Irish SJP. Fanula.
Obsessed.
And on that note, that's all from me and all from Fanula.
Thanks, guys.